Fáilte go easyirish.com, it's Misha Jarlath, and I'm here with Antona.
Good eve.
And this is lesson number 9 tonight. And Antona, what is tonight's lesson?
Tonight's lesson, Jarlath, is about the Irish word "ubber." The Irish word for work. We'll be discussing different jobs that people might do, different ways for to make a living.
Okay, sounds good. So the basic question, Antona, to ask someone, what job do you do? How would you say that in Irish?
Well, first we can say "caché and pása tógáit," which means "what job do you do?" You could also say "can pása tógáit," meaning exactly the same. Now there is another way you could ask, "what do you do for a living?" which would be "caché and tlí vaha a tógáit."
Ah.
"Caché and tlí vaha a tógáit."
So there's three ways there, and the word "post" is the Irish for job, right?
"Post" is a job, yeah.
So the first one there, Antona, again, just repeat that.
"Caché and pása tógáit." Okay. What job do you do?
Okay. And that literally means... Okay.
What job do you have?
Do you have a tá agat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And again, you can use "can pása tógáit,"
okay,
which means more or less the same. Which job do you do, or what job do you do?
You're just substituting the "caché and" with "can."
"Can pása tógáit."
It's just a variance. And then the last one there that you said.
Now this next one, "slí" means away. "Slí." Mm-hmm. S-L-I fada. You put a small T in front of it and you say "caché and tlí vaha a tógáit."
Okay.
And what do you do for a living? That means.
We've come across that word before, "vaha," as in... wasn't it for whiskey, remember? Iscabaha?
Iscabaha.
Water of
Iscabaha,
life.
Iscabaha. Whiskey. And you'll hear it as well in Shedavaha.
Shedavaha.
Shedavaha, which is another way of saying hello, and you'll hear that in the prayers. Mm-hmm. Shedavaha waira.
Okay, and then we've come across the preposition before "ugat" with our last lesson that we did with...
"Have."
"To have," so...
Yeah. And you'll hear it in "Goramayogat."
Okay. And then, to reply to that then, Antona, to say what job you had, how would you reply to that?
In answer to "caché and pása tógáit," what job do? You could say, "Is Spanish Jormé." I'm a manager.
Ah.
"Is Spanish Jormé." Now, I'll give other examples as well. "Is Mecnor Mé." Mecnor is the Irish word for a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
"Mecnor Mé."
All right.
We could use the word for a teacher, "Moonshore." "Is Moonshore me?" Again, we could use "Shopador." "Shopador me?"
"Shopador." And "Shopador" is
shopkeeper.
"Shopkeeper."
"Is Banaltra me?" "I'm a nurse, Banaltra." The Irish word for teeth is "fecla." The person that would be looking after your teeth would be a "feclor," a dentist, "feclor."
Okay.
Somebody that builds, would be a "tugly," "tugly." And if you're a driver, you would be a "chummony," "chummony."
Yeah.
Somebody that drives.
Mm-hmm.
And for a housewife, we have "banatí," "banatí."
Mm-hmm.
Again, other ones, a "glantor" would be a cleaner, "glantor."
Mm-hmm.
Those are like careers or professions.
Mm-hmm.
But some people don't have jobs,
mm-hmm,
unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And some people might have left their work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give examples on how we would say those as well.
Well, just to recap on those professions there, some of them are easy to remember, like "shopador" there, "mecnor." To my ear, is easy to remember, just because they sound similar to the English equivalent. And you'd often see that "banister" there. If you watch the GAA matches, you would see it on the...
Oh, you'll see it in the back of Mickey Hart's
jersey. Mickey Hart's jersey, isn't that? So some of them you might even be familiar with. That.
Oh, most people are familiar with Celebrity "banister" now as well.
Aye, the TV programme. So we'll just recap on that then, Antona. So take it from the top there for manager then. How would you say that you're a manager?
It's "banister" me.
Okay.
Now, the important thing is the structure. "Is banister me?"
Mm-hmm.
Now, whatever you want to say, we can take the words, the other examples, and you just put them in between the "is" and the "me."
Mm-hmm.
For example, I'm a dentist. "Is feclor me?"
Okay.
Right.
Mechanic.
"Is mecnor me?"
Teacher.
Is Moonchor me.
Shopkeeper.
Is Shopador me.
Nurse.
Is Banaltra me.
Builder.
Is Togli me.
Housewife.
Is Banati me.
Driver.
Is Chumini me.
Cleaner.
Is Glantor me.
Okay. So that's quite good. That's quite a varied bunch here. Some of them, as I said, are easy to remember as others. So to take it on from there, Antona, for example, to expand. So we've looked there of how they ask someone what their job is and how they replied it. To expand on that then, to maybe to say that, like for example, what how do you say that you're retired? Or
if you're retired from work, you say, Tá mé iarthas as. Tá mé iarthas as. I'm retired.
Retired, okay.
Tá mé iarthas as.
And how would you say that you're unemployed?
If you're unemployed, we would say, you would say, Tá mé d'óstaithe. Tá mé d'óstaithe. Or Tá mé d'óstaithe.
Okay. And, for example, if you're saying that I'm not working at the moment.
If I'm not working at the moment, you could say Neil me, which is the negative ta I am ta me. Mm-hmm. But Neil me ig oberfwi lahar. I'm not working at the minute, or I'm not working at present.
At present, you're in between jobs. Okay. And then from there then, Antona, you can ask someone whether they liked their job.
Yep. And we've already covered the like, but if you want to ask somebody did they like their job, you'd say, and my Latin pass, mm-hmm. do you like the job? Mm-hmm. Another way of asking it is, and my Latin the hijabra.
Okay.
And my Latin the hijabra.
So what's the difference between and my Latin and pass and my Latin the hijabra? What's the
Do you like your job and do you like your work?
Do you like your work?
Ibra comes from the Irish word ubber. But I'm asking, and my let the hudge ibra. So you don't say, and my let the hudge ibra, you say, and my let the hudge ibra.
Ibra. So it's like, do you like your, is that the literal translation, or do you like your share of work?
Yeah.
Do you like your share of
work? But you translate it into English as
work. Do you like work?
Do you like your work?
And post is more like your job.
Or, yeah.
And post, okay. So how would you reply if you did like your job? How would you reply to that?
If you do like your work, you would say, "Is my."
Is my, okay. And then the flip side of that.
And the negative side would be, "Ni my."
Ni my, okay. So, let's just practice that then, Antona. And if I just ask you, "Am I lot on post?"
Is my.
Is my, okay.
I'll ask you, "Am I lot the hijabra?"
Ni my. Okay. And
could I just ask you, could you impost the target?
Neil May, ag ober fri lahar.
My good. I'm not working at present.
Not working at present.
I'll ask you another one. Could you and cleave a target?
It's Mechnor May.
My who? Okay. It's Mechnor May. I'm a mechanic.
Or you could say if you were a mechanic by trade,
yeah.
But you weren't working at the minute,
yep.
I could turn around and say, "It's mech nor me ac neil pos ogum fui lahar."
That's okay. Correct. And in that case, there you've said, "It's mech nor me, I'm a mechanic, mm-hmm. ac, but mm-hmm. neil pos ogum fui lahar. Fui lahar. I don't have a job at the minute."
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's very apt for these times, Antona, just with.
It is, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, the economic situation and Ireland and in Europe and indeed the rest of the world is just people are getting it tight just and so hopefully with those phrases there that you can practice and make use of there. So we'll just move on then to the quiz then, Antona. I'll ask them to yourself, Antona, and then if you can reply in Irish and then the people listening then if they could work out what you're saying from Irish into English. So number one then, Antona, I'll ask you I can't post a tatugat.
Is Moonchor me.
Okay. So that was number one. So can't post a tatugat.
Is Moonchor me.
Okay. So if you can think what Antona is saying there. And number two. Kajam pos a ta ogut.
Is togli me. Is togli me.
Okay, so number two is Kajam pos a ta ogut.
Is togli me.
Okay. And then the last one is number three. Kem pos a ta ogut.
Is banaltra me.
Okay, so number three. Kajam pos a ta ogut.
Is banaltra me.
Okay, so that was three. So, so number one then. Antana, could you reveal the answer, please?
Number one, I'm a teacher.
Okay, so it was Muncher, so congratulations, you got that right. And number two, Antana, was?
I'm a builder. It's Togleme.
Togleme, okay, a builder. And number three, the last one, Antana?
I'm a nurse. It's Banaltrame.
Banaltrame.
It's Banaltrame.
So well done if you got all them right. And we'll move on now to the phrase of the week, Antana.
Phrase of the week is Balu Yia Eran Ober.
Okay.
Which means God bless the work.
God
Balu Yia Eran Ober.
And what context would you say that in a sense?
If people were working and you walked in the middle of their work, you could say God bless the work. Balu Yia Eran Ober.
Aye, so it's like a lighthearted thing that, you know, it's good that you're working and
God bless the work.
God bless the work, okay. So it's a common phrase to use. So hopefully you make use of that. So that's it then for tonight's lesson. We hope you enjoyed it. And we're thankful there that these are logging into the website at easyirish.com, and many of them are getting in touch there. And we're glad to hear how you are getting on. So from Anton and myself, Gormila Mayogov.
Gormila Mayogov, August Slangofoit.
Slangofoit.